This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you. The Power Hour presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Jay Croucher joins us in 20 minutes from NBC Sports. His thoughts on the Cowboys and Eagles, his thoughts on Week 1, and his award bets as well for this NFL season. 40 minutes from now, it's all our bets for the Eagles and the Cowboys. Side, total, Femi's Island, and thy royal prop king. We'll get to Survivor coming up in a few moments, Survivor picks. We will get to our Major League Baseball and WNBA bets as well this segment. But for right now, Femi, update us, please. Where are we at side and total for the Eagles and the Cowboys in the season opener? A little over 2 hours from right now.
Yeah, absolutely fired up. And looks like we're going to have a little bit of weather in the game as well. It sounds like it's going to be raining starting in about 20 minutes in the Philadelphia area, and then probably about 30% chance of rain throughout the game, kicking off at 8:20 Eastern time. But right now, the Eagles are still an 8-point favorite at most sports books. BetMGM has an 8.5. So if you like the Dallas Cowboys, you know how to go do it. Make it legendary. Do it at BetMGM. The total, however, that has gone up now everywhere across the market. This was 48 as a consensus number. BetMGM has been kind of hanging out on the high side throughout the day at 48.5. Well, now everyone else has caught up to BetMGM. 48.5 is the consensus number across the board as people continue to bet the over. I agree with that. We've talked about that going back 2 months now when we discussed this game, and also all throughout the course of this week. The over has been getting bet, and the side, we're still hanging out at 8, and it looks like a lot of the 8.5s are starting to get bet a little bit as well. So if there's an 8.5 out there, I would try to grab that, but if you like the Dallas Cowboys at least. But right now it's just been the total, and that's getting bet to the over.
Okay, we will finalize our bets coming up at the end of the show for the Eagles and the Cowboys. Last year, we did Survivor. We did not survive. We were like the person in the horror movie that gets killed like 15 minutes in. We didn't make it that long. We got bounced in week two because Tyler and Femi wanted to take the Lions against the Buccaneers. I also want to take the Giants against the Commanders. They lost too, so we would have been out either way. So we didn't even make it 2 weeks last year in Survivor. Let's try and make it 1 week in Survivor here. So Femi, Tyler, and I are splitting an entry at a big... I actually thought we won't mention the sports book. You can figure it out. A big sports book in Las Vegas. BetMGM doesn't offer Survivor, or we'd be playing it there. So we are in one of the big Survivor pools. And Femi, I think the Eagles are going to win tonight, but we will not be taking the Eagles for what reason? Just in case people out there are wondering.
Yeah, the Survivor pool that we're in, there's going to be a lot of entries. Right now, I believe they're up to like 16,000 entries. They're expecting to get to 20,000 by the deadline on Saturday. And what's cool about it is that it's a big pool, but then also because it's a big pool, there's little hurdles along the way, particularly around the holidays. So Thanksgiving and Black Friday is its own week. And then Christmas, it's its own week as well. So instead of the 18 weeks that you have to survive, you have to survive 20 weeks. And of course, if you don't know Survivor, it's pretty simple. You pick an outright winner each and every week, but the caveat is you cannot use them later on in the season. So that's how you have to kind of think about this, and that's how we're going to be thinking about it. So I think in most people's Survivor pools, yeah, Philadelphia is a great option. But in our Survivor pool, Philadelphia plays Black Friday when they host the Chicago Bears. You might want to have that bullet in the chamber if you're so fortunate to make it to Black Friday. So that's how we'll be thinking about this. Of course, Kansas City plays on both the Thanksgiving and Christmas, as do the Dallas Cowboys. So there's some teams that we kind of want to maybe save and keep in the holster, while there's some other teams we want to go ahead and get rid of. So that's the difference between our Survivor pool and most other Survivor.
So Tyler, Femi, and myself will be splitting an entry. Tyler, yes. Put your video on and
Does
get ready for this conversation here.
I mean, we could bring any other people in.
Yeah. Honestly, like three's kind of company here. I think we want to cut this off at three.
Yeah, or at least an odd number, so you can always have like a vote. You want to have a split. Hung jury. Yeah.
What would be, Femi, your number one pick in Survivor this weekend? So we're going to avoid the Eagles tonight. I think the Chiefs are going to win, but I'd rather save Kansas City, obviously, than a game in Brazil against Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert. So we'll and I don't think we want to take a team on Monday night with the Bears and the Vikings and a 1.5 point spread.
No.
So we're going to go to Sunday. What was your number one draft pick as far as the Survivor goes this weekend?
I've gone back and forth with this one, but I think I've settled on one that's pretty, pretty good. I like the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's the number one pick for me with Survivor. They're a 3.5 point favorite. It makes your heart beat a little bit, but hey, like we did this last year. We went with Tampa against Jaden Daniels. They were a 3.5 point favorite. They got home for us relatively easily. I think Jacksonville's offense is going to work the Carolina defense. Now, the Jacksonville defense is an issue as well, but just thinking about the game theory of it all with thousands and thousands of entries, I think we're going to want to save some of these bigger favorites. And yes, we might lose week one and it's not going to be anything, but like if you take Denver, hey, if Denver were to ever lose, we're all out together. I think you kind of want to be a little bit divergent when the pool is as big as it is. So for me, it's Jacksonville as the number one pick.
I do like Jacksonville. I think Denver's going to win, man. It's Cam Ward making his first start at altitude with a terrible receiving group. I don't know if Denver's like 100% to win, but man. Tyler, your first pick would be what this weekend? Because it'll be the three of us entering.
Yeah, so I like Cam Ward. I think he's going to play great this season. I agree with you. I like Denver as the first pick. Some Survivor pools that I'm in, two of them, I went a little wild, took the Falcons at home against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I want to get real crazy. Yeah, but Denver was, to my opinion, was easily the first pick.
Easily?
Yes.
Ooh.
I think it's Denver also.
I mean, are we going to play like cowards or are we going to play to win? That's my thing. Like, I feel like Denver's the coward route. Like, yeah, you get the free square to go to week two, but then now everyone goes to week two as well with you. The point is,
the point is that you have to survive, though.
The point is to win. And you have to beat other people.
But you have to survive to win.
But Denver's not the only team that's going to win in week one.
But Denver's the most likely team to win in week one, right?
Well,
isn't that the point?
Well, I guess either them or Philadelphia. But like, don't you think it would be valuable if Denver is as good as we all think? Well, it's not, I don't think, but like as most people think they are, that's very valuable to have Denver down the road when no one else can take Denver. And there's going to be weeks where it's like, oh man, I wish I had Denver. Guess what? We got Denver and we can use Denver that week as opposed to using them during the week when like 60% of the pool is going to be picking Denver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tyler?
I mean, I get it. I'm okay with playing like cowards week one. I don't know if you guys are. I'm all for being a coward early on.
Femi, talk us into this. Talk us into it.
I really think Jacksonville, there's not going to be that many other great spots to use them, at least right now early on. And also, too, the big thing with me with Survivor, like, yes, the point spread is big. But we also don't really know what these teams are. We see big point spreads lose all the time. Last year, we just saw a 7.5-point favorite in Cincinnati lose as well. Like, we've seen this happen. Like, Indianapolis with Phillip Rivers on the road at Jacksonville. There were 7-point favorites. They lost outright. So just because the point spread is big and we think we have an educated guess, at the end of the day, it's still a guess. So I don't want to guess with the masses. I'd rather guess going out on the sword and being a little bit more bold with our selection, because if we're right and Jacksonville wins, great. We got Denver in the holster and other people don't. That's leg up us as opposed to them, who's then scrambling later on down the line.
I think Femi talked me into it.
Same.
We're on Jacksonville?
I'm telling you. We got the game theory says Jacksonville. And yes, we could be like bleep out of luck. But, like, this is the way to win. I get it. Like, we want to survive to week two. But week two, you don't win. you keep moving on.
And I like, you know, and I like, do like the anything. Jaguars. Like, I like Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I'm in on the Jaguars.
Yeah, we all like Jacksonville. Let's roll the dice. And if we lose, hey, it's unfortunate. But if we win,
if we lose, I don't know. Like, can we?
Play this on loop?
No, like, but like, it's your fault.
Yeah, I'll put my hand up. I will take the blame if we lose.
Tyler, do you want to
tap the chest?
Tyler, speak now or forever hold your peace.
No, I like Jacksonville. I mean, I think they're going to shred Carolina. And my other ones, I'll take the Falcons. I'm cool with it. I don't need to take Denver. I like Cam Ward. I could see wild things happen in that game. But to me, that was the easiest Survivor pick to make. So, but if Femi wants to take Jacksonville, I'm with it. And if you like him too, I'll take it. I'm in.
And also, too, if we're fortunate enough to ever get to Christmas, and if we were, it's the only thing we'd ever talk about on the show, by the way. But if we're fortunate enough to make it to Christmas, Denver does play on Christmas. Like, let's just say all of a sudden Mahomes is hurt, and you might want Denver. Like, you know, like, these things can pop up. So just as, like, a last cherry on top, Denver has some holiday considerations as well.
Who do the Broncos play on Christmas?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, then what are you talking about, dude?
That's good.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, like, okay, like, we see injuries happen all the time, don't we?
But like, that's the scenario you've constructed? Is like, if Mahomes could get hurt?
I mean, if he does, we have a big leg up, don't we?
Okay, but what if he doesn't?
What if Trevor Lawrence gets hurt on the first play of the game on Sunday?
What if that happens?
No, because I'm actually right. Because if we use Denver now, guess what? 0% chance of using them then. It's not 0% that Mahomes could get hurt. So, yeah, I'm actually right. If that happens, while unlikely, we would at least be able to take advantage of it, as opposed to being like, oh, we use them in week one. Got to cross that game off.
Great,
like,
great. So you're we're at the 0.001% chance versus the 0% chance. I love it. Like, yeah, what?
It is. Is it not?
All right.
Welcome to the math.
That's a great math lesson there. I'm in on Jacksonville. So we're Jacksonville could be our survivor pick. Okay.
Let's
clear the baseball bets and the WNBA bets. Jake, do you have the dope SB, please, to drop here? And please do so when you have it. All right. Max, please toss up the boards here. Yankees-Astros tonight, Femi, in Houston. Headlining the Major League Baseball slate. What do you got for tonight in Major League Baseball, a truncated Thursday card?
Yeah, a couple first five plays for me. How about this Dodgers-Pirates game that's about to get underway in about 20 minutes over there in the Steel City? I'm going to go with the first five over three. This is a contrarian play because we have Blake Snell versus Paul Skeens. Over in the first five does not sound great, as Blake Snell is a former Cy Young winner. Paul Skeens is probably going to win the NL Cy Young, but Blake Snell can be volatile at times. And every now and then we get one of those Paul Skeens starts that's like, you know, he wasn't as sharp. And the Dodgers lineup definitely has the potential to at least get to Paul Skeens. So I'm going to go over three. I don't think anything should ever be three when we're talking about the first five. So over three minus 120. And I'm also going to play the Guardians first five against the Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa's flying high. They've won six straight. They're only 2.5 back in the AL wildcard race. Like, does it make you feel good? No. But let's fade this team with an unlucky Logan Allen on the mound. And also Ryan Pepiot, I don't think should be this big of a favorite. So plus 145, Guardians first five money line, and then the first five over three between the Dodgers and the Pirates.
All right, Femi's baseball bets for tonight. Femi, what about the WNBA, a three-pack of games? And I was told that you have a couple of WNBA bets for us tonight.
One WNBA bet for me tonight, but it's a biggie. How about this game? Minnesota Lynx at the Las Vegas Aces.
How about
the MVP showdown? Nafisa Collier, Asia Wilson. Last
Vegas
time
game
these
of the night.
Teams played, I mean, some might say it is based on the bets that have been placed. So some might say it is. But last time these teams played, the Aces lost by 53 points, but that was also the game where Collier hurt her ankle, which kind of kicked off this MVP race and the betting market going a little bit crazy. The Aces, they haven't lost since losing by 53 to Minnesota. And most importantly for the Aces, Asia Wilson has that look. She is the best player in the league, and she's been playing like it as they've won 12 straight. I think they extend their win streak to 13 tonight. I think there's more conversations about this WNBA MVP after what happens tonight. So give me the Aces on the money line at plus 120.
All right. Anything else for tonight, or we're gonna lock into football now?
Foosball. Let's do it.
All right. Yeah. Let's do it. We're not gonna do it here. We're gonna save it for the end of the show. And just anything else happening in terms of the side and total market, because we're getting to the nitty gritty here.
I just see 8.5 at a couple of sports books. So a domestic one went to 8.5, joining BetMGM, and there's also one here locally in Las Vegas. But 8 is still our consensus number, and then the total. That's 48.5 everywhere. Like, I don't see a 48 on the market. So this bad boy's going to keep going up.
I think it's so interesting that the Saquon number came down a couple yards, the rushing yards over, and is 95.5. And I said at the start of the show, like, I understand this is going to be the most popular bet of the night. Saquon over rushing yards against the Cowboys defense that just traded Micah Parsons. And people want to fade the public, and people don't like to make bets that everyone else is making. Sometimes everybody just wins. I think this will be one of those times. We'll finalize our bets 25 minutes from now for the Eagles and the Cowboys. But on the other side, we turn our attention to NBC sports betting analyst, our good friend Jay Croucher, talking week one and award bets for the upcoming NFL season here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.